Morgan, Annie, and Mitch all wait for a rideshare car. Will the driver be a DJ, improv comedy enthusiast, or something a bit more exotic, like a falconer or someone who thinks the moon landing was faked? Only time will tell.
So, to do well at bar trivia, we're going to need to answer a diverse range of questions. What do you think your area of expertise is, like general knowledge-wise?
I'm pretty good at chemistry, by which I mean how much Silk Road MDMA will give you a tingly buzz and how much will make you paralyzingly depressed.
I'd say my area of expertise is, like, facts that people get wrong. Common misconceptions.
Say more words now.
Like, okay, so if the question comes up, in the TV show The Wonder Years, who played Paul? Like, in a quiz, people might put the answer Marilyn Manson, but he never did. People just think he did.
So who did play Paul in The Wonder Years?
I don't know.
So tonight, we get the question, who played Paul in The Wonder Years? You wouldn't know the answer, but...
But I could put, it's not Marilyn Manson.
I mean, it could be useful. Let's just hope there's loads of questions about Frasier. I could really nail some Frasier trivia.
So, pop culture, huh?
Not really. I grew up in the brush, so I missed a lot of cultural touchstones. I mean, people brought stuff from Earth, and we'd get periodic care packages, but it was selective. I haven't seen, you know, The Goonies.
Oh my God! You haven't seen The Goonies?
Yeah, I was wondering if you were an outrage at not having seen The Goonies person. And you are.
I am as God made me.
Morgan, The Goonies is literally fine. Here's our car.
Hey, Morgan.
Hi, are you Steve?
That's me. I like your profile photo. You have a terrific energy and sense of style.
Oh, thanks. So, yeah, I'm Morgan. This is Mitch and Annie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, everyone. Just relax. Help yourself to some water and gum. Up to anything fun tonight?
We're going to bar trivia.
Morgan here's from the brush. Her friend Karen invited us to trivia tonight.
Great stuff, guys. Well, we'll be at our destination in 8.5 minutes, so kick back. There's a seatback screen where you can watch exclusive clips from your favorite late-night talk show or YouPorn bloopers. Dealer's choice.
No thanks, we're chatters.
We're hunters, so we totally understand the grind. Go team gig economy, right, Steve?
Righto. I'm really enjoying the energy in here.
Oh my God, you guys, can't we just stare at our phones?
It doesn't hurt to be nice to your driver. You're just a human being with a job, just like the rest of us, right, Steve?
Funny story, I'm not actually human.
What now?
I'm a new Fairhaven innovation. Tandem has perfected driverless car technology. But focus groups have showed that they kind of skeeve people out. So they're testing driverless cars with robot operators like me. Steve, hi.
Hi, do you have a penis?
Shh.
Help yourself to gum. I've got peppermint, fruit burst, wintergreen.
Oh, I guess that's cool.
Hey, Steve, so if you're a driverless car, how did Tandem solve the moral dilemma?
What's that, bud?
You know, the big driverless car moral dilemma. It's like, okay, say a kid stepped out into the road now. Do you continue to drive on and kill the kid, or choose to swerve off the road and potentially kill us, your passenger?
Mitch!
What?
Don't ask the robot if he's programmed to murder us or not. That's... I'm pretty sure that's bad car share etiquette.
Oh, hey! Not a problem. Tandem's policy is to protect the person most financially loyal to the Tandem family of businesses, which means I will always act with the well-being of the customer first.
Seriously? That is so cool.
So you just run over a kid?
Sure!
Or like ducklings? Like a line of ducklings crossing to get to a creek?
Yep.
That is awesome.
I know, right? I can also massage your butt with rollers. Let me turn those on.
No. Okay.
Wow, that seems so absolute. Like no matter how terrible a person your customer is, you have to protect them?
Sure.
Well, we've got three people back here. What if one of us tried to kill the other one?
Annie, don't taunt the robot.
No, this is interesting. Like, if I tried to kill one of you guys, what does the robot do?
Annie, don't take the monster-killing knives out of the backpack.
I'm sorry, but I cannot help testing a paradox while my butt gets jiggled. Hold still, Mitch.
Annie, get that knife away from me. Okay, well, nothing's happening.
Oh, it's because I made the booking. I'm the customer. So if Annie tried to kill me, then...
Duh. Morgan, you hold still.
No, don't. Steve, look out for that lamppost.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Well, terrific. Nice one, Annie.
See, the self-drive car tried to kill me to stop me from killing you. That's way cool.
Whoa. Black Mirror.
Can you please stop saying that? Not every single thing is Woe Black Mirror.
That time you found a fly in yogurt, that was not Woe Black Mirror.
I thought that was kind of Woe Black Mirror.
Vehicle, ambient temperature, unsustainable.
So cold. Dying. Dying. Winter. Green.
Bubble, Episode 5, Nothing Trivial. Written by Sarah Morgan.
This is it. It's a British pub, I guess.
The Queen's Knockers.
Whoa, the Queen's Knockers. I've heard of this place. It's Fairhaven's premier fake British pub.
Yeah, it's a totally accurate Fairhaven recreation of an urban American fake British pub. Like a painstakingly accurate simulation of a simulation.
Whoa, Black
Mirror. Don't. No.
Wow, this place is amazing.
They're playing the Smiths, sort of.
Yeah. Are we allowed to like the Smiths?
Yeah, Morrissey went really problematic when he started saying psychic earwigs from The Brush were better than some nationalities.
That album he did about psychic earwig rights was terrible. That guy over there looks like he's kind of in charge.
Ahoy, hoy. Welcome to the Queen's Knockers. I'm Nigel, your humble question master for tonight.
Hey, I've seen you before.
Ah, perhaps you've been at the Crown and Corgi, or the Vaping Dog, the Pig and Pronoun. I host all the pub quizzes, or bar trivia, as you Americans say so delightfully, in the fake British pubs in this neighborhood. It's because of my outrageous but near-competent fake British accent.
It's amazing. You could literally be one of Daphne's brothers on Frasier.
Thank you. Now, please, join your teams and order your ales and pub grub from the bar. Tonight's specials are fish and chip burrito bites and ox cheeks in Marmite, which is quite relentlessly brackish. Pip, pip.
Hey, Morgan. Glad you made it.
This is Karen. She's dressed in a flowy, festival chic dress and tons of jangly jewelry, including a pale blue jewel necklace that may or may not be important later. Also, she's not wearing shoes, which is probably a bad idea considering how much tartar sauce is on the ground.
Karen, you look great.
It's so great to see you, girl. So cool to meet another brush baby on the inside. I'm so sorry it's taken this long to get together.
Yeah, so how do you like life in Fairhaven? It's pretty quiet, right?
I guess for some people. Personally, I just feel like so still and present here. But I guess you're still hooked on that adolescent adrenaline thing.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sleepy pace and the taco trucks. The brush was so high drama.
With a dad like yours.
Eli? Yeah, I mean, I hear he's still around doing his middle-aged vigilante smash the system thing.
I'm not surprised you don't still talk.
Yeah, this one's one daddy issue away from joining a burlesque troupe.
Hey! That's fair.
You have a name picked out, don't you?
Tushy LaButte.
That's solid. And for the record, I know that burlesque and other kinds of sexual performance can be empowering and are in no way linked to anything that went on in childhood.
Stop apologizing. It was a good burn.
I hear you're a hunter now, right? No offense, but don't you worry that the Hunter app is totes culture props?
You think?
Prostituting our traditional tribal skills to work for the man? Kinda gross. But you do you, babes.
Right. Well, these are my friends, Annie and Mitch. They have a particular set of trivia skills.
My special subject is, well, let's just say if there's a question on notable people who auditioned for the Monkees, I won't say Charles Manson.
Why would you?
Well, a lot of people think he auditioned for the Monkees, but he didn't. Common misconception.
Oh, I know you. You're that laser dong guy.
Yeah, Mitch isn't from the brush, but he's got the sting.
The sting means I can empathize with the monsters and shoot cool stuff out of my fingers. Not my dong.
Yeah, you don't have to brush-splain the sting. A laser dong? Not that I'm not flattered, but eyes up here.
I wasn't looking,
but there is a distinct glow coming from your boob region. which is already amazing.
It's the stone on your necklace. Karen, how come it's glowing like that?
Oh, it's never done that before. Huh, weird. Okay, well, stay right there. I'm going to rally the rest of the team.
Man, I'd forgotten how annoying Karen is.
What? She seems so cool. She's got all that brush wisdom and those cool glowing necklaces and animal parts in her hair.
She's hitting it a little hard. I mean, I grew up in the brush. I never dressed like that. I definitely wore shoes.
Guys, get over here. Morgan, Annie, Laser Dong, welcome to Team Not My 14th.
What's Not My 14th? I don't get it.
It's a Doctor Who reference?
Because of the rumor the 14th Doctor is going to be played by Jason Statham.
Which is so off base. I mean, hello. We all do a podcast called Who Farted? You should subscribe.
Probably won't.
Ahoy, hoy, patrons. Mobile telephones away. Eyes down. Round one will begin in 1 minute.
Right, you pricks. We are the reigning champions of the Queen's Knockers Trivia Night with over $300 of drink vouchers under our belt. We are going to murder tonight! We're not letting those dipshits on Table 5 get in our heads like last time. Yeah, you, Team Discovery Channel, I'm looking at you! The first living creatures to orbit the Earth was Laika! You get half a point for dog, you motherless cock!
Jesus!
Eyes down! Pencils sharp! And don't fuck this up!
We're not gonna die!
This fucking shit is mine!
Oh, I think we're in over our heads.
More Bubble after this break.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
The gang is still at the Queen's Knockers and sweating bullets because they are severely outclassed in this high-stakes game of bar trivia. Of course, I mean high emotional stakes. I think the actual prize is free drinks, which isn't nothing, I guess, considering how expensive these craft cocktails can get.
I'll need your final answers soon, Noble Quiz Teams.
Fucking come on! Someone! Morgan! Is it Mississippi?
No, it's not fucking Mississippi.
What is it then?
I don't know, and I'll never remember now. You've poisoned my brain with your Mississippi bullshit.
Ugh, this is weird. I'm gonna go get another hot, unpleasant beer.
The fuck you are! You're too buzzed as it is, and it's affecting your performance! Waiter! Grab this dead weight some coffee, and while he's getting that, grab a few Adderall from my purse.
Oh, hell yeah.
Question 9. Blood Simple was the directorial debut of
Hey, speaking of
Jewish
blood,
brothers.
Does anyone want to split a round of black pudding dippers? They look authentically disgusting.
I swear to God, if you keep talking about novelty British snacks while the quizmaster is reading, I...
And that concludes round 4.
No.
And in your answer sheets, and remember, please don't tip your waitresses. You're in Britain now.
Unbelievable!
Wow, I'm sorry, Karen. I guess we just thought we were here for fun?
Fun? Trivia isn't fun. It's a contest. A blood-smeared, bare-breasted fight for glory, drink tokens, and branded beer cozies.
Okay, let's go, guys. I think someone might be missing the thrill of the brush life more than she's letting on.
And I think someone is about to get her tits punched concave.
Oh, well, bring it, you brush-signaling, dirty-footed hippie.
Okay, no. Come on. Here we go.
Back at Morgan and Annie's apartment, the gang nurses their pride wounds. Van enters wearing a neon graphics orgy of a t-shirt that even a UFC fighter might think is a little much.
Hey, guys! Sorry I didn't make it to trivia. Jam band practice went long. I would have left, but it seemed unfair to leave the guys without a rain stick player.
Hey, Van. My Goodness, that's an eye-catching garment you're wearing. I never thought a shirt could be heterosexual, but that one is aggressively so.
Thanks, surprised you noticed. It's actually subtle branding. I get paid to wear this shirt when I'm huntering. It's to promote Bear Fist energy drink. The drink with bits of bear in it.
Sorry if I'm not jazzed to try a drink that has bits of stuff in it. Drinks shouldn't have bits.
Hey, it is a great product. It gives you all the caffeine you need for monster slaying, refreshing synthetic fruit flavor, plus it's packed with trilobites.
I don't think that's right. Trilobites are fossils.
Oh, dear God, I can feel the extremeness in my urethra. How can you drink this?
Okay, I don't actually drink it. It's too many carbs. Hey! How was that bar trivia?
It sucked so hard. We are never going back to bar trivia ever again.
Au contraire, we're going back next week.
What?
We have to, guys. Didn't you see the way Karen's necklace was glowing? She clearly got her hands on some way powerful brush artifact. And there's no way a douche like her should have that sort of power.
So you're saying...
We have to get her to bet that necklace that we can't beat her trivia team.
But how? I don't know if you were there, but we are really bad at trivia.
Then we need training. 1867. Ugh. Goebbels. Kinds of coal. Venezuela. Inflammable. No, inflammable. Ow! Werner Herzog. Werner Herzog! Lemongrass!
Yeah! You scored 100% awesome! You're ready! And see, on Tuesday, when you're doing it in the bar without the sacks of flour on your back and running barefoot up City Hall steps, it'll be so much easier.
Welcome to the Queen's Knockers. I'm Nigel, your humble question
Shut
master.
Shut your gob, Nigel.
I say, my monocle just popped out.
Yeah, Nigel, we're here to eat scotch eggs and win the quiz. And you're all out of scotch eggs, I hope.
Morgan?
Karen!
I can't believe you came back. What makes you think you could come back here and fuck up my trivia night?
We're our own team now.
Yeah, we're called Quiztima Aguilera.
Oh, that is horrible.
I know.
What's wrong, Karen? You're not scared of a little competition, are you? I think you're secretly super thirsty for a real challenge. Some old school brush-on-brush action.
Please, I eat mudbloods like you for breakfast.
Then go ahead. Eat me. Eat me right here in this bar with everyone watching.
Maybe I will.
Kiss. Kiss. You guys should kiss. What? It's what everyone was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Karen, if you want to make things interesting, if we win, can I have that necklace?
This? Why? It's not important. It's just some dumb rock from Hot Topic.
Well, then you won't care if I win it, will you? Come on, a big girl like you needs more on the table than a dumb old beer koozie.
Yeah, not too worried.
Exactly. We're terrible at trivia, right? So why not show us up? Here's your chance, Karen. Humiliate me. Spank my ass hard, then afterwards, rub my face in it.
Yeah, I bet she loves having her face rubbed in it afterwards.
Are we still talking about trivia?
Yeah, that got a bit sexy then, didn't it? Weird.
Yeah, weird.
Weird.
Don't fight it. I say let's follow this path and see where it goes.
Half an hour later, Quiztima Aguilera is doing surprisingly well, led by an unusually alert Annie.
I don't believe it. We're actually doing really well. Annie, how did you know the 60th letter in the human genome?
What, that? It's a fun fact on the chalkboard at Starbucks.
You know what? I know there's a vital brush relic at stake here, but I'm just really enjoying doing bar trivia with you guys. It's the first time in a long time we've just done something normal.
Hey, me too.
And me.
Quiet, please. Round two. Lucky bag. What genre of music is associated with Philip Glass?
Rock.
I don't think it...
Just write it down.
Question seven. Sedimentary and igneous are types of...
Rock. Wait, Annie, why did you just say...
Question seven. Okay, change that last answer to...
Annie, did you cheat?
Okay, fine. Last night I went to the Pig and Pronoun. Their quizzes are all run by the same bar trivia group. I figured Nigel doesn't change the questions every night.
Annie, that's cheating!
It's a loophole, baby!
But that's not how I wanted to win!
I thought this was about getting that weird stone necklace.
But not by cheating! We could have cheated any time! I could have used my cell phone in the bathroom or used my heightened brush senses to listen in on the next table. I could also have you know, blown off the doors with a giant laser cannon, slammed Karen into the wall, and just stolen her ugly necklace. But only a totally overdramatic dickhead would do that.
Suddenly, the doors of the pub are blown off by a giant laser cannon, and the north wall of the pub disintegrates. Morgan's dad, Eli, stands where it used to exist, blaster in hand and flanked by two snarling imps.
Oh, fuck my old boots. It's my dad.
Good evening, everyone. Don't mind me, my laser cannon, or my carnivorous friends who kill without remorse. I'm here on a mission.
Eli, can you wait to invade?
Yeah, we've still got our Joker to play. And the next round is reggae hits played by white musicians, which is an area Van and I can really shine in.
For my money, Jack Johnson does the definitive version of Buffalo Soldier.
Ah, there's that glow. Hello, Karen. I believe you have something of mine.
Eli fires his blaster and an energy net pins Karen to the wall.
Fuck's sake, Pops. Do you have to be so extra?
Oh, hey there, Tater. You certainly do get around every ridiculous place in this corporate gulag.
Gotta fill the time somehow.
More Bubble after this break.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
At the Queen's Knockers, the gang is still being terrorized by Eli and his creatures. On the plus side, no one has made them eat a scotch egg.
Carry on, gentle bar patrons. Please, no cause for alarm. I'm just here to retrieve something that belongs to me.
Yeah, I mean, you just lasered through the door and blew out all the lights. Some might say you're a messy bitch who loves the drama. I'd say that if I was certain what it meant. Do you really need all the imps?
You bet your ass I need them. They're a commanding visual.
I know we don't want to praise the enemy, but this whole thing is really a triumph of branding.
Hey, they look like Boglins. Remember Boglins, the toy? They were like part of the 80s critter craze, gremlins, critters.
Oh yeah, you know what I loved? Popples. Remember Popples?
Oh, stop remembering toys! These noble imps are hunting the amulet. It's an important relic.
Yeah, I totes got that when it started going all glowy around Mitch's sting fingers. That's why I was trying to win it back in this game of bar trivia.
But why would you not just snatch it from her throat?
Because there are rules here, Dad. If you want something, you ask nicely, or you work for it, or find an adorable hustle. Roaring in with imps and lasers is some massive patriarchal bullshit.
See, I raised you to believe if you want something, you take it.
Ew, grab him by the amulet, right? This guy is such a tox mask. Toxic masculinity, you got it.
I get that you live to monologue while people tremble reverently at your feet, but you know what, Dad? They have Michael B. Jordan here, and he's way better at it than you.
Yeah, well, I don't know who that is, but I bet he's not.
They're being polite, but these people just want you to piss off so they can get back to trivia, and so do I.
Why?
Because I like trivia. It's trivial.
Whoa, metaphor.
Mitch, sting my dad. Not fatally or anything, maybe just the balls.
Hey, Eli.
Sting.
Eli dodges the sting and gestures toward the imps. They fly into action and pin Mitch to the wall. Morgan vaults off a table and draws her knife.
Got a knife to your throat, Dad. Call off the imps, please.
Fine.
Annie, is Mitch okay?
I'll check. Mitch, you smashed your head pretty good. Don't go to sleep, okay?
That's kind of hard after 4 pints of brown ale. That stuff is basically gravy.
Shh. Just look in my eyes. Just stay with me.
Annie, I have something really important to tell you.
What is it?
It's the character. Doctor Who is the name of the character. People will try and tell you it's just the Doctor, but they're wrong. He was called Doctor Who in the pilot. showrunner Stephen Moffat and 12th Doctor Peter Capaldi both refer to the character as Doctor Who. It is practically canon now that the character is sometimes called Doctor Who.
Why? Why would anyone care about that?
It's just a thing people think they know, but they don't. It's a common misconception. Some people just like to call people out, I guess.
Mitch, don't fall asleep. Here, drink this. It's Bear Fist.
Wow. The chunks of bear are really big in this. Can I get one of those thick boba straws? Wow. I'm so awake right now.
Yes! Yeah! Just let the tureen and bear meat do their work.
Okay, so this necklace. Who gets it?
Look, guys, the brush people gave me this stone when I was a baby. No one gave me a note or a tattoo or something that would tell me what it was for.
There are forces that want this necklace, Karen. Forces far greater.
The south wall of the pub collapses. Bonnie, the possibly malevolent but definitely impeccably power-suited CEO of Tandem Industries, is standing in the rubble, flanked by Tandem troops.
Hey, gang! Oh, this looks fun.
Bonnie!
Well, there goes the dartboard. You try to run an honest boozer and the whole place gets invaded by hooligans, rapscallions, and ne'er-do-wells.
Wow, he's still really committing to this.
Eli, I got a report of high levels of brush energy coming from this bar. I should have known it was you.
Bonnie, nice pantsuit. Being a corporate shill suits you.
Don't let the blowout fool you, Eli. Brush blood still flows in these veins.
You're a sellout, Bonnie.
Oh, and you're a filthy hippie who needs to accept that society has won.
What's in that briefcase?
Glad you asked. I had my corporate overlords design me the ultimate robotic fighting suit that uses my neural thought process to operate these huge pneumatic killing limbs.
Whoa. Black Mirror.
Okay, I'll give you that. This is way Will Black Mirror.
Bonnie, in her new robot exoskeleton, charges Eli. The imps pounce onto her, but she flings them off with ease. Before Eli can get off a shot with his gun, she grabs it with her huge metal claw.
That claw sure is good at squeezing me, just enough so that I don't die, but I still feel like it could happen at any second.
Okay, Bonnie, you made your point.
I've let this vigilante run amok for too long. This ends now.
So are we gonna talk, or...
Nope. I'm going to jam this big, spinny robo-blade into your stomach until you bleed to death.
Oh, well, fuck me then, I guess.
Get off my dad!
Morgan pounces on Bonnie and jams a broken glass into the area between the robo-suit and her head. It shorts out and slumps to the ground.
Sorry about your robo-suit, Bonnie, but I can't let you kill my dad. I don't know who's right, who's wrong, and what that necklace does, but I do know my surrogate bubble mother robo-blading my actual bio-dad to death over some bullshit jewelry is some therapy bait I can't afford.
You have no idea what you...
Okay, well, I'll just get out of here. Karen, I'm sorry if my bombastic approach scared you. Brush people shouldn't fight among themselves.
As Eli says this, he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a glowing sphere. He calmly throws it under the Union Jack emblazoned armchair in which Nigel is sitting.
Oh, shit. Good distraction.
Blimey!
In the chaos, Eli snatches the necklace and bounds out the door.
Well, terrific work, Morgan. Do you have any idea what your father could do with that stone?
Not a clue. He's not exactly what I would call an open book.
Well, really terrible, bad things. You have to go after him. You have to get that stone back.
You mean...
Yep. You're going to the brush.
Cool! Whoa, road trip!
Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org, created by Jordan Morris, with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. Nothing Trivial featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Christella Alonso, Keith Powell, Steve Agee, Rob Cordry, Judy Greer, Emily Heller, David Borey, Renee Colvert, and me, Tobby Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker, director Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's Managing Director is Bikram Chatterjee. This episode is dedicated to Morrissey, musician, author, and monster rights activist who died befriending the Echo Park Lake Cthulhu.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.